gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
I know you're not supposed to say this, but I'm going to anyway. Michelle is 65 years old today. I'm married to an old woman somewhere. How'd that happen? How do I get married to an old retiree? She has to do that Medicaid, Medicare, and oh my goodness. I bet you there's not a prettier 65-year-old in all the world who has not had some type of cosmetic surgery. Michelle is what you see, and I should have had a picture of her, throw up her, embarrass her. Today, 65 years old today, and I'm telling you, just give me a personal moment here. You know, three of our grandchildren have been with us for the last 4 days. Is our daughter Maggie and her husband got a little bit of away time, and you forget what it's like being a parent, don't you? Hey, grandparents, you forget what that's like. How those little 2-year-old, well, she's not even 2 years, little. Wow, those little rugrats. It's 24 hours a day chasing those rugrats around. I'm telling you, man. And that's a profession for younger people. And then I think about the number of friends that I have and friends that you know who are you ready? Raising their grandbabies. Somebody give me a thumbs up if you know what I'm talking about. And, our saving grace, we love our great grandbabies. Oh, my goodness, we love them so much. And all six of them are down here. And it's all good. But you know what? The old idea, they say the best thing about being a grandparent is you can send them home. Because being a parent's for the young. And Michelle's just, it's been unbelievable to watch her. You know, Michelle's an elementary school teacher. And she was always drawn to the little ones. Because Michelle's just so full of love. And just being able to, she didn't do well for sixth graders, fifth graders. Those guys have got a little bit of starch in their pants. Michelle she didn't like to discipline people, you know. Go stand in the corner. Doesn't always work. But those little ones, she was made to love little ones. So I just want to acknowledge the marathon she's been through over the last 4 days and ending the day when the parents get back home on her birthday. And God, what a wife. What a wife. I dressed up a little bit today. I got to go right after the show. You don't see me in a shirt like this very often. I just want to prove that I can wear one, that I have one. Like, I even can wear a tie. I've been known to do that, but try not to do that too much. But I'm able to do it. Got some great stuff today. John Diamond's coming to Ohio Friday, 7 to 9. I've heard from many of you, several of you who are coming, and it's at Tom Gill's church. It's at Sheldon Spencer. I think that's on our website. Boy, shame on me if I didn't. If you want to come and you don't know the address, just email me and I'll get you the address. It's 650. Michelle could probably yell at me. Fairfield. No, I don't even have it up on there. Doggone it. I promise you tomorrow I'll have the address for you so you can get it. But we're going to do that 7 till 9 tomorrow night at the gathering in Fairfield Beach, Ohio. Actually, Fairfield Beach. You can Google that. You won't find a mailing address there. Then don't forget, I warned you yesterday about the Salt and Light Brigade annual event at Buckeye Lake on June 18 and 19. Put that in your calendar. It's not on our calendar, but that's a great free-for-all fun time that we have. June 18, 19. We had to miss that last year, actually. And then Clay is working on that retreat on August 20 through 22 in August. Down in the Smoky Mountains, August 20 through 22. So that's another date you can put down. And hey, I've been kind of negligent. Mike Spalding's Go Therefore Conference. Click on that real quick for me, Spence, if you could, please. I don't know. I haven't spoken to Mike. I watched his show the other night. It was really, really good. And I haven't spoken to him. The War is Here Summit. It's Go Therefore Conference. The ticket's only $20, $35 per couple. And man, I'd like to see some of you there. That the date of that thing is March 5th and 6th. Spalding, Walden, Dobenmeyer, Paxton, Peterson. That sounds like a starting lineup in a basketball game, doesn't it? And so those of you who can, Dr. Mike, I'm sorry I haven't been on top of this more. I'm pushing a little bit for you here today. It'll be a great event. Okay, cool. Now, one other thing. I just sent it to Jared, so I'm sure it's not up on our – did I do that now, Lord? Is this where I want to talk about this? I'll throw it in there real quick. I'll throw it in. This will soon be up on our website. Click on the first thing, Rumble. Spence, if you can, do you have that up there, bud? Yeah, there you go. Folks, I saw this yesterday. In fact, I got in a fight with my wife last night. Not really, but if it was going to be one, it would have been last night. Because she was babysitting, and I was sitting with my headphones on. Anybody ever done that? She said, you're supposed to be helping with the kids. I said, I can't. I'm enthralled in this. I'm enthralled. Lynn Wood released not a video of him. It's an audio of an interrogation that was done. I don't know if it was by the FBI. I'm not sure who the interrogation was. Folks, you talk about bombs being dropped from in this interview regarding Chief Justice John Roberts, Mike Pence, Paul Ryan, deep state pedophilia. This is some type of informant who is laying the whole thing out. Now, I'm going to play just a couple minutes of this so you can get a feel for it. This will soon be up on our website. I just got it to Jared today, so he probably hasn't had the chance to get to it yet. But I just want you to listen to this just about 2 minutes. Well, maybe we'll do 3 minutes of this thing for you to get a feel for it, and then come back to our website and pick that thing up. Go ahead and play that real quick, Spence.
Epstein and Supreme Court Justice Roberts initially would have met, or how that relationship would have developed?
How they would have met? I think he met when he was on the court, not too long after he was appointed.
All right, might go a little loud.
Freeze it a second. Freeze it. In fact, folks, I'm going to stop it because the sound is really, really hard. It's really, really hard. But this is one of those, Sidney Powell says they're going to release the Kraken, right? You guys all remember that? Folks, this is unbelievable. This is devastating. Talks about the death of Scalia, who all was involved with the death of Scalia, how they killed him. And this is an informant. And I mean, it's 43 minutes long. And this was released by Lynn Wood yesterday. Now, I'm sorry I'm talking to you about it, and I don't have it up on the website yet. But, wow. The link, that's a great question. Hey, Stuart. Maybe you stick it in the chat if you could. Just place that thing in the chat. And those of you who are really, really interested in it, you can go down and grab it out of the chat. I'm telling you, unbelievable 43 minutes. Of exactly what's going on. Man, oh man, oh man, oh man. See, I'm one of those crazy guys. I still think we're going to win. I do. Still think we're going to win. I haven't given up. I think there's stuff that's going on behind the scenes that we don't know is going on behind the scenes. We don't understand it all. But I still believe we're going to win. Keep the faith, baby. Keep the faith. And I don't know how it's going to play out, but I believe ultimately it's going to play out. Yes.
Andrew, just real very quickly, I don't know if you know about the GameStop issue.
Oh my goodness, Vinny.
The reason I wanted to bring it up is too bad we couldn't save Cabela's that way, huh?
Oh my goodness. I are you guys aware of the GameStop? I was not aware of it. I'll see if you can just Google that real quick. I'm only going to bring it up because it's pertinent, okay? And I can't really explain it in depth other than my son-in-law said to me last night. He said, get yourself an account on, I can't remember what it is. And he says, go buy GameStop. Or no, it wasn't GameStop. It was, now it said GMC, I think it is.
Right.
Folks, here's what's going on. The global stock market slides as GameStop surge raises concern in Washington. Here's what's going on. We're finding out that the stock market's been greatly manipulated. I'm giving you the stand on the corner version, okay? I may miss on some of it, but just so you get a feeling for what's going on. They find that some of these guys, some of these hacks, some of these smart guys, they've been figuring out what's going on Wall Street. What goes on Wall Street basically is this. Wall Street will the sellers, buyers, the big shots on Wall Street, they'll pick a stock, they'll buy the stock, they'll short the stock, and then they'll drive it to the ground. By shorting the stock means you put money in, say, if it hits this level, I'll buy it. And so they short the stock, and then when the stock hits that low level, they've invested their money and they buy that stock, and then they own it, and then they drive the stock back up and make billions and billions. Do it over and over and over and over and over and over. This process takes place. Well, some of these guys on Wall Street, who are not on Wall Street but invest on Wall Street, figured out the game. And so last week, GameStop, which is a video game store chain, GameStop's stock started crashing. And these guys figured out what was going on. They figured out the game. So they got on one of the social media things. It doesn't matter which one it was. I'm telling you this because this is going to be important in the future. Okay, stay with me here. And they figured out what was going on. And they all ran in and they bought the stock. And they drove. These are just people together on the internet communicating with each other. They went in and they bought all this game. What's it called? They bought all the stock, drove the stock price up.
GameStop.
And the people, the bigwigs on Wall Street had deliberately driven the stock down because they wanted to buy it at an unbelievably short, low price. And if I understand it right, when you buy shorts, in other words, let's say you would put in $500,000, committing it to buying it if it reaches this point. It's called shorting the market. Well, when the bigwigs put their money in to short the market, these guys went around them and bought up all the stock and drove the stock from like $4 a share to $98 a share, even above that. And now, after a certain period of time, the shorts, as they call them, run out. But your money that you've invested in the shorts, in other words, you put up money up front, says, here's $500,000. When the stock hits 12, I'll buy it. That's what a short is, okay? Well, it never shorted. The guys got in and they drove it the other way. The stock went up. And billions, literally billions of dollars were lost by these huge hedge funds who'd always been able to control the market by driving it down, buying it, and then shooting it back up. Well, these guys got in there ahead of them. They drove the stock up, and some of these brokerages are going to go broke. It was so effective. And then they said, hey, if we can do it with GameStop, we're onto this game now. These guys said, we're onto this game. One guy, I think I'm not making this up. One guy put in like $5,000 and came out with $1.5 million because the stock went so high. The average everyday guy figuring out exactly what's going on. So after these guys did this, then they said, hey, the next one is GMC Movies. They're doing the same thing with GMC Movies. And what are you supposed to happen? My son-in-law, he just happens to be one of them. He went in yesterday and bought some stock. I believe he said he bought it at, I'll be wrong. He might have bought it at $8 a share. And when we went to bed last night, it was at $20 a share already going higher and higher and higher. So what the bigwigs did is now they've come in and they tried to, whether it's on Gab or one of these, whatever it is, the big wigs have come in and tried to shut down Gab so these guys can't get together anymore and strategize, because this is going on all the time in the market. And now these guys have figured out how this system is working, how they're breaking individuals and breaking companies and breaking pension plans. These big wigs, we're going to hear more and more and more about this, friends. And my son-in-law told me to go buy one of those. What's the name? Anybody help me, Vinny?
Robin Hood.
Pull that up there real quick, Spence. I'm not giving financial advice. I'm trying to tell you what's going on in the world, okay? Robin Hood is a website where you can go register on your own and buy and sell stocks without commissions. You can just do it on your own. And so these guys are driving people to Robinhood, and folks like me and my son-in-law, I haven't done it. My son-in-law, just regular old Joes, they're going in there and throwing their money in, and they're the ones that are going to benefit from this. So do some research on this, but I think we have to watch what's going to happen. This could be an American stock market changing event as people have now figured out how the game is played and they're going to beat these guys at their own game. Vinny, anything else to add in there? So, folks, if you hear about GameStop or you hear about GMC, that's exactly what's going on. GMC is the stock today. In fact, do this, Spence, put up GMC stock and see what it did yesterday.
Hey, so by the way, no, I don't have anything else, but also this is not sponsored by Coach Dave Live.
It's not sponsored by GMC. What's the movie theaters? What's the name of the movie theaters?
GME, I think it is.
AMC.
AMC. Thank you, AMC, Chad. Yeah. AMC. I was never good at the alphabet. AMC. AMC stock. What did AMC stock do yesterday? See if we can see this thing here. Yeah, I'm certainly not giving information. Okay, there it was. Okay, AMC, there it is. AMC Entertainment. Now, if we can see the previous close, right there was $4.56. The AMC stock was $4.56, and these guys on Gab figured it out, and boom, they started buying. It's $19.90. Today went up that much. If you bought stock at $4.96, you have made yourself a pile of money in less than 24 hours. This is rocking Wall Street. You see the green chart there? See how all of a sudden, boom, it's because they were trying to drive AMC down so they could either buy it or break it up or make money off of it. They do it over and over and over and over. It's how they crush the middle class. And these guys have got it figured out.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
You know, your statement that the stock market has been greatly manipulated, that has got to be the understatement of the century. And what's going to happen, and this is just my opinion, this is not financial advice, but what's going to happen from the way I feel and see things is that the United States government and the world financiers are going to recognize the threat to them. They are going to drastically change the stock market, and they are going to figure out a way. I mean, be ready for it. There's going to be some massive changes coming, and it's going to actually end up in total economic world collapse.
Yep, it is. That's because we figured that game out. Because the economy is being driven by the stock market. By the way, I think my son-in-law, I'm not telling stories on you, Morgan. I hope you don't get mad. I think he bought it at 1284. I think he got some at 1284 yesterday. And it's already today $20.80 as it's trading right now. Yes, come in.
Well, Coach, I saw a video yesterday that said AMC is owned by a Chinese corporation.
Lo and behold, huh?
Yeah. AMC, the Waldorf Astoria, they own like 144,000 square acres of farmland. It's pretty telling.
They're playing us like fools, aren't they? Playing us like fools. Come on in now, Rochelle.
I just wanted to say,
no, Jared's playing old school. He's raising his hand. Trying to say something.
That's not Jared, I don't think. Go ahead, Rochelle, then Jared. Come on in.
I just wanted to say, probably what they're going to do to these poor people is find some law on the books and word it just right to where these guys are guilty of collusion and put everybody in jail. They're terrible.
Yeah, that's right, man. It's wicked for sure. It's wicked for sure. Jared, did you want to jump in here? I can't believe it. It's the real Jared. A lot of time when I call on you, it's Spencer. Go ahead.
I just wanted to comment on this. I mean, this, you know, we've got Spencer here. I've got another 14-year-old kid who's working for me, who's done some projects for me. And they are so, I mean, this is like boomers versus the next generation on the internet. And boomers don't stand a chance. I'm telling you, they don't stand a chance.
That's right.
Now,
that's right.
And this is a transfer of power.
Stop a second, Jared. Here's what Jared meant, that boomers don't stand a chance. Old folks like me, we don't understand the internet. We don't understand how the whole thing works. The next generation, they understand it. They're way ahead of these guys, right? Way ahead. Go ahead, Jared.
Well, right. So I think what Rochelle said too is true. Like, so the solution for those that are in power is it's breaking their brain, right? They don't understand how these young people can communicate so fast with each other, and that they can beat them to the punch in so many ways. This is cryptocurrency is a part of this too. cryptocurrency is a huge threat, as I'm learning more about it, to the regular banking system. It's giving the money back to the people using the internet.
How about that?
And
amen.
It really is, and it's not usury based either. And so they're going to have to shut it down, right? Basically, shut it down. And what is it? Well, if it's the internet, I mean, it's big, right? They're looking for ways to shut it down to maintain their power. And there's a war. This is representative of the war that's happening online. I mean, it's war is occurring online. And then in the real world, right? DC, in DC on January 6th, other things, we're starting to see it creep off of online. But the war is being waged online. Right
very
now.
Good, very good, very good picture, Jared. They're ahead of us, and we're getting the backflow. We're getting the waves of it that's going on. Let me show you. I was going to talk about this morning. I thought, they're not going to be interested in that. So hey, do me a real quick favor there, Spence. Pull up GameStop, and I want you to see what the stock did. I think it was yesterday, maybe in a 2-day period. Let's pull up their stock and see what's happened there, folks. This is crushing Wall Street. It's crushing because these guys, look at that. GameStop was previous close a day ago was $147.98. But even before that, last week, it was down even lower than that. Look what happened. So now GameStop. Is that what I'm talking about? Yeah. GameStop is now it's 190. It's up 134%. It was 199 just yesterday. Today it's 347. And if you go back a week, if I could go back and find, I don't know how to read this chart. If you go
back, started at $6, Coach. Six.
Started at $6. It started at $6. $6. And all these big hedge funds and all these big wigs, they were driving it down. And they put their shorts in at, say, at 10 bucks. If it hits 10 bucks, then they'll buy. So they put some of them put lost billions of dollars. They put in, let's say, $5 million on a short saying that when it hits 10, I'll buy it, thinking they were going to drive it down to 10. Well, they caught wind of it, and these guys started buying it, and it went up to 347. It's not $6 anymore, and that $1 billion that went in on those shorts is gone. See, when you bet a short, the money's on the table, baby. It's on the table. You cannot pull that money back. When you buy a short, if it doesn't hit the short, you lose your money. You follow me? Right. You follow me? What's going on here, folks? And so these big Wall Street firms who know how the game is played, they said, "Oh man, here's going to be some money we're going to make." And they said, "Let's put a buy bid at, let's short it at $10. We'll buy it at $10 because it's down at $4, right?" And these other guys found out what was going on, and they jumped in there and they ran it up to $347. And what? Those guys lost billions of dollars to put it down on the short. Yeah.
Yeah. Not only that. So a lot of these players, what they do is they short the market on margin, meaning that they borrow money from the broker. So you can borrow money from the broker. You pay a little bit of interest on that. All right, so if they short the market and it goes the other way, they get a margin call. So that's where they have to come up with the funds that they didn't have in the first place.
Oh, my goodness. No wonder. So the higher it goes, the worse they are, huh, Glenn?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Hey, we can't let this go on, can we? Huh? We need some type of terrorist attack or something. We got to stop this, man. We got to stop. Wow. So this is actually pretty exciting, and I said to my son-in-law, "Hey, let me know what the next one is. Let me know what's the next one after AMC. What's the next one, baby? I want in on it, folks." People have made millions of dollars.
Coach,
yes.
Hey, Coach, not to interrupt again, but let me tell you, see, we got the backers too. It's not just that we got Melvin Properties, the main vulture capitalist in this. We got their backers too. They lost in excess of $91 billion
with a B. With a B.
B. B. Billion.
$91 billion transferred hands, right? $91.
The stock made $11. The backers lost $1 billion.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Woo! Something's happening here. Go ahead, Rochelle.
Outsider trading.
Outsider trading. Good word. not insider anymore, outsider trading. Come on in, Paul.
Well, Coach, I don't know a lot about the stock market, but I do know this. We have a woman as a Treasury Secretary now.
And your point?
I was just quoting the press secretary yesterday that said that.
Comment. Oh, is that really what she said?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, got a woman now. In other words, they'll be running up credit cards. That's what most women. Sorry, honey. Sorry, Michelle. Please cook me breakfast. I'm sorry. Come on in, Jared. No, you just didn't take your hand down. Okay, I don't want to get bogged down on this, but folks, do some research on this because this is. Listen, I'm not giving, and I don't have the ability to give any information. I'm not a. Why do I have to say this disclaimer? I don't say this disclaimer for talking about spiritual stuff, huh? Because somebody out there is going to get in the stock market and then blame me and say, well, Coach said to do it. Hey, if you follow me in financial matters, pity you. I pity you, okay? So
hey, do
that at your own risk. Yeah.
In the 20s, wasn't this kind of the thing that was going on in the 20s before the big crash? Yep, same
sir.
Thing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's looking history repeating itself. Mark Trump, go on in, Mark.
I put a question in chat. I was wondering if anybody wanted to respond. Would Jesus bet on the stocks? Is this a Christian thing?
I hate it when you do that.
Hey, if we get money out of that, what comes with that money? Where it's been? The energy with it. So y'all go ahead and talk about it, but you need to think about it.
Yeah. So you wouldn't take the devil's
sorry,
money?
Coach. Sorry, coach.
We shouldn't take the devil's money?
Well, y'all decide. It's the same way with Bitcoin. You're using interdimensional processing to gain yourself, personal self, something. Oh, I'm going to use that money for God. Sure you are. You're using the dimensional processing to get it.
Yep.
So y'all decide. I'm just letting you know. You believe or you don't believe.
You take all the fun out of it. Come on in, Andy.
I know. I'm sorry, no, Christians.
Good.
God doesn't have a problem with money. He has a problem with greed. So
money's not an issue.
And I agree with Mark. You don't want to be part of a system that's evil. But so, yeah, use good judgment. The stocks aren't evil, but doing bad deeds is. But, Coach, what I wanted to say is what we're seeing – is what Donald Trump has done, and we're starting to see the fruit of it. When he put Judy Shelton in the Federal Reserve, she started getting back to the gold standard. This is all connected to that. It's all connected to the quantum system that's going to be replacing the old debt system. It has everything to do with Nassara kicking in. This is the fall. You're witnessing the beginning of a real correction, the fall of our false financial system in our country.
Randy, buddy, there is a reset coming for sure. Pastor Dale, come on in, bud.
The thing I just put on my Facebook page, which was very interesting, you know, he's up to that dimensional dude in D.C. has signed 37 executive orders. And if you've ever watched any of the signing, every single one of them have been blank pages. Something strange about that. But I'm telling you, I mean, I saw that 2 weeks ago. I'm like, they look like blank pages. They're not even, if you ever notice when Donald Trump signed them, he would hold them up and show them to the people. These are blank pages. What is it that Donald Trump just did down in Florida, the former president of the United States or something? Something's happening. Something's
going on, brother. Something is going on. I'm not going to be a conspiracy. Yes, I am. Get my hat here. Hang on. Yeah, I am. Something's going on, man. I don't know what it is.
Anybody who says conspiracy is not, they have not read Psalms 2. It says the kings of the earth conspire. Conspiracy is the real deal.
Yes, sir. It's going on for sure. Come on, Raj.
Oh, I was just going to say, this now makes sense why our elected officials who make $179,000 a year end up millionaires.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
Because, I mean, it would make perfect sense because they're letting this stuff go on and they're being fed information.
That's right. And it's not against the law, I guess, for them to know that. So a lot of them are getting rich. Okay, let's get off of money. Love of money is the root of all evil. money isn't the root of all evil. It's the love of it that's the root of all evil, which is the point I think Mark was making. And hey,
amen.
Listen, you would be lying to me right now if you said you didn't want to be rich. You'd be lying to me. But I'll never forget what I heard T.D. Jakes say one time. I never, ever forgot it. I never forgot it. He said, if you think the temptations are strong when you are poor, you wait till you're rich. And boy, oh boy, did I ever think that through, huh? If you have the money to have whatever you want, are there any restraints?
Right, there are no restrictions.
No restraints, are there? That's how we end up seeing people buy children. Because what else is there to do? What else? Got all the money you want? Yeah, I'll buy a kid. Let me buy a kid and rape him. Yeah, how much money is that? Oh, yeah, only 50,000. Oh, yeah, I got that. That's where it takes us, man. Sadly, it does. Come on in, Jack, and I'm going to switch gears. Come on.
Okay, just please define money and please define dollar.
Oh, gee-many, criminy. You're going back to that Constitution again, Jack? That thing's dead. Huh? It is, you know.
Oh, I forgot. That's right. Trump killed it. Yeah, Trump killed it.
The Constitution's dead. We just don't know that anymore, right? I wrote about that today, by the way. I'm not going to get to that. I want to show you this. Go to not a vaccine. Okay, I'm switching. I'm making a hard left. Hard left or a hard right. I don't know which this is. This is amazing. This is amazing. And I want you to play this at about 1.5 speed. This is David Martin, Judy Mikovits, and a couple Robert Kennedy Jr., although he never speaks in this four-minute clip. Folks, you got to hear this. The vaccine is not a vaccine. So what? The vaccine isn't a vaccine. Words mean things. It's about 4 minutes, I think. It's worth you hearing. Go ahead and play it.
Rocco, let's make sure we're clear on something. Let's stipulate that this is not a vaccine. Right. I mean, we need to be really clear. We're using the term vaccine to sneak this thing under public health exemptions. This is not a vaccine. This is a mRNA packaged in a fat envelope that is delivered to a cell. It is a medical device designed to stimulate the human cell into becoming a pathogen creator. It is not a vaccine. Vaccines actually are a legally defined term, and they're a legally defined term under public health law. They're a legally defined term under CDC and FDA standards. And a vaccine specifically has to stimulate both an immunity within the person receiving it, but it also has to disrupt transmission. And that is not what this is. They have been abundantly clear in saying that the mRNA strand that is going into the cell is not to stop transmission. It is a treatment. But if it was discussed as a treatment, it would not get the sympathetic ear of public health authorities, because then people would say, well, what other treatments are there? The use of the term vaccine is unconscionable for.
Listen, so I can make this clear, not that you don't get it. If it's a vaccine is different from a medical treatment. Like a treatment would be getting a prescription of a drug. If you get a vaccine, that's not a treatment. Vaccine's supposed to cause immunity. This doesn't cause immunity. This is a treatment. It's like going and getting a penicillin shot. It's like, this is not a vaccine. Go ahead.
Both the legal definition term of it, but also because it actually is the sucker punch to open and free discourse. Because by saying vaccine, you dump it into a thing where you could be anti or pro the therapy. But if you actually talked about it as a therapy, remember, and people forget this, Moderna was started as a chemotherapy company for cancer, not a vaccine manufacturer for SARS. You know, if we said we're going to give people prophylactic chemotherapy for the cancer they don't have, you'd be laughed out of a room because it's a stupid idea. That's exactly what this is. This is a mechanical device in the form of a very small packet of technology that is being inserted into the human system to activate the cell to become a pathogen manufacturing site. And I refuse to stipulate in any conversations that this is, in fact, a vaccine issue. The only reason why the term is being used is to abuse the 1905 Jacobson case that has been misrepresented since it was written. And if we were honest with this, we would actually call it what it is. It is a chemical pathogen device that is actually meant to unleash a chemical pathogen production action within a cell. It is a medical device, not a drug, because it meets the CDRH definition of a device. It is not a living system. It is not a biologic system. It is a physical technology. It happens to just come in the size of a molecular package. So we need to be really clear on making sure we don't fall for their game, because their game is, if we talk about it as a vaccine, then we're going to get into a vaccine conversation. Okay. But this is not.
Cut that off. I think we have it posted. Here's the point. This thing they're calling a vaccine isn't a vaccine. It's inserting into your body something that's going to trigger some type of reaction in your immune system that they think maybe will stop this from reproducing. A vaccination doesn't do that. Do you understand the difference, folks? This is not a vaccination. But if they called it a medical treatment, they wouldn't be able to sneak it through as fast as they can, because there's different regulations that occur with a vaccination as opposed to a medical treatment. So again, they're beating us with doublespeak. Come on in, Joseph Allen.
I said this yesterday, and I'll repeat it. We have two EMS guys in our church, and all they've been doing is running people to the hospital if they've been vaccinated.
Joseph, stop saying that. Who've been treated? It's not a vaccination. We got to quit doing that. It's a treatment, folks. It's a treatment. It's not a vaccination. Okay, it's not a vaccination. Rochelle, come on in.
I've listened to some doctors on this, and one of them calls. This is how one of them describes this: it turns your body into a pathogen production device. You grow coronavirus. It makes your cells grow the coronavirus. And with these mRNA vaccines, they have never been able to bring one to the market legally following the terms they're supposed to, because once they get to the animal trials, which is they do cat and ferret trials, they all die. All the animals die. They can never get it out of the animal trial. So that's why none of that was done. They took all the back doors. This is going to hurt people. It's really sad.
It's designed to hurt people. It's designed to hurt them. Revelation 20, come on in.
And all the while, Bill Gates doesn't understand why we don't like him.
Well, the problem is there's going to be a mandatory vaccination with
Roger, treatment.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm an idiot this morning. With our armed forces, they're going to mandatory the thing with our arm. What's that going to do to our defense system?
Hey, Spence, pull up from yesterday, vaccination deaths. Been 100 as of yesterday, 181 of them, 181 vaccination deaths so far that we know of, directly linked to the COVID, not vaccine, treatment, COVID treatment. Joanne, come on in, Joanne.
Yeah, you have a device in you. Now you're someone else.
That's right, it's a device. It's a device. It's a medical device. It's not a vaccination.
And it's properties. So technical properties that don't belong to you.
Somebody else owns that. So eventually they're going to own you. Good catch. Good catch. Come on in, Glenn.
Yeah, Roger's right. I have a relative that's a captain in the Navy, and he's already had his second dose, and he had a severe reaction, high fever, for like 3 days. Not a good situation.
No, it gets into your system and it tries to alter. It is a device. Maybe Mark Trump can help us understand this a little bit more. How this, go ahead, Jack. Well, I see your hand up. You're going to bust. Go ahead.
Okay. This is important. If you're talking about a mandatory vaccine,
no,
treatment. Because of the words, we know we got a treatment. Wait a minute. There's no such thing as a mandatory treatment.
No, but there can be
a mandatory vaccine.
Yes.
You got to, the words, it's back to the money. It's back to the words. It's always the definition, the legal definition, not the one you and I throw around at the kitchen table.
Amen. So, folks, if they call it a vaccine, they can make it mandatory. At least they think they can. If they call it treatment, they can't. See, these guys are snakes, aren't they? Unbelievable snakes. Dale, or you just have your hand still up, Dale.
No, Coach, I'm here. Listen, I had shared this right before the show started. Let's get biblical on this, understanding this mRNA or mRNA. What it does is it breaks your DNA code. Your DNA code is your code, which God has created you differently than any other person ever on the face of the earth. This is what God identifies. This is your identifier. This is what they use in a court of law. The DNA identifies a person. It can never be broken. So if you break the DNA code, are you any longer identified by God?
It makes you wonder. And hey, I saw yesterday that evidently five people died as a result of the riots in Washington. Five people died as a result of the riots. What about the 181 that directly died as a result of the vaccination? Not hearing much about that. Rochelle, come on in, then Mark Trump.
Yeah, I just want one more thing. Sorry. It's funny how this new strand that's so much more deadly has come out the same time that these vaccines have started being injected into us. I really suspect that the people who are getting their shot are shedding this virus now. And I would not be surprised if we do have a more deadly strand pop up because of the vaccine.
How about this, Rochelle? I saw this yesterday. I should capture some of these things. That now they're finding out that those who've been vaccinated are carriers. Did anybody else see that? If you've been vaccinated, you're now a carrier and can spread it to others, huh? Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Go ahead, Mark. Straighten this out here, Mark.
I was gonna continue with what Dale said. Messenger RNA, mRNA, okay? So what they can do is they can read your DNA and determine if you have propensities for certain genetic conditions. Does your grandparents have cancer? All right? So they can eliminate it. So they can remove, quote, generational curses with messenger RNA. Seems like you're playing God there, right, Coach?
Wow.
Your DNA is your history. Your DNA carries your ancestors' health. It carries your health. It's being rewritten. Now they can add to it. So what they're adding to it are animal chimeric qualities because animals don't get coronavirus. So if you're an animal, you'll generate whatever it takes to get rid of it. You'll just get rid of it. It's a protein that isn't absorbed into animals. Now, they've mutated the strain where there's a feline version now. There's versions for animals. They're going through the with messenger RNA. They rewrite with the messenger your DNA code. That's what Dale's talking about. They break it. So this has been talked about Fauci by these. Now, another thing is all the different companies are doing it differently. Moderna's just one. There's hundreds. There's many countries with hundreds.
I wish I hadn't cheated my way through biology. I wish I'd paid attention.
Yeah, this is why I was so hell-bent on the mask. Once I realized the socials are the same as the mask, social security number, same as the vaccination, same as once I realized that, I saw it. There's the game. It's right there.
We're too trusting.
You know, it's a matter of who plays. Now, y'all want to use a tool like this to play the game to go in and do Jesus work? Are there going to be people who take it to live longer or take it to infiltrate? These are the Christian challenges. If you're just doing something of Satan for yourself to make money, you better be careful. Whether it's a vaccination way to make money or a stock, I'm saying if you go into the battle and you got to get marked to go into the battle for God, well, that's y'all need to think seriously about how you use Satan's stuff.
Hey, Stephanie, come in here a minute. I want you to talk about what you just texted me if you can. Stephanie said, Coach, maybe they're waking up Nephilim bloodlines. Can you come in, Steph? Give her a second. She's probably off feeding some dog or something. She'll get to it. I don't know, man.
Hey, Coach, you're dead on, though, brother.
Who knows? They're messing with that DNA. Seed of the ship. Listen, folks, as the Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. So we have to just sit down a minute and ask ourselves what was going on in the days of Noah. And those of you who've been part of the show for any length of time know that we talk about the Nephilim and Nephilim DNA and Genesis 6, sons of God, sons of God came down, had sex with daughters of men. It's Genesis, right? There were giants in those days and after. Genesis 6, pull that up there real quick.
Real quick, Coach.
They're pulling that up. Coach, while they're pulling it up, understand this, and it's proven three of the five people that are, or companies that are doing this, are using murdered babies' cells.
There you go, brother. Amen. It came
just
to pass.
Super, super, super quick, Coach.
Yep.
David Arthur was laying in a bed, couldn't get up.
Yep.
His whole body was wrapped. His DNA was gone. No T cells. He put his hand on the Bible, read a verse, and he was fixed. Hmm. His DNA was fixed. His messenger for his RNA that fixed him was God Almighty. So Amen. Y'all believe in you repairing your own health, you better believe it. Because that's how God fixes us, in my opinion, is he corrects our DNA.
Amen. Came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men. We got two distinct groups here. We have the sons of God and the daughters of men. Now, I'm not going to, maybe your Baptist pastor can't explain that to you. Maybe your Presbyterian pastor can't explain that to you. But there are clearly two different issues at work here. Sons of God, daughters of men. Right? And they took them wives of all which they chose. So some of these sons of God decided they were going to take as wives daughters of men. And the Lord said, you're going to start doing this. My spirit's not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, and his day shall be 120 years. They were giants in the earth in those days and also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men. What does that mean? And they bare children. And they became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. So when Stephanie said, awakening, that Nephilim blood chain that's somewhere in there, Stephanie said she can't unmute, right? So I don't know. Listen. I don't want to take you down that tinfoil hat thing. Folks, what does this even mean? And Lord, and the repented the Lord. That he did. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination, the thought of his heart was only evil continually. He said, I'm sorry, he made these folks. He grieved his heart. The Lord said, I will destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and creeping thing, the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I made him. And then he found Noah. So what was the purpose of the flood? Can somebody tell me the purpose of the flood? Might be spelled out right there in Genesis. Might be. Of course, your Lutheran pastor will never tell you that because they told him in seminary that's something else. Well, I'm all over the place today. You guys are getting me all over the place. Yeah.
You know, you're right on, but because later on in the Bible, when Noah, he said he was, didn't say he was perfect, said he was righteous because he had no Nephilim blood in him.
He said it was perfect in his generation, right?
Right.
So in his bloodline, in his generation, his bloodline was pure. Oh my God, this is so deep, isn't it? This is so deep. Tim, come on in, or Naomi.
Yeah, what is interesting, Steve Quayle brought this up. He said that the word renown can be translated or is translated today as heroes. Does that remind you of superheroes movies that we're watching?
Wow. Oh, that mythology, huh? Hercules and wow. I don't know. Wow.
What if God came into Mary, divine conception? God was inside of her. The Nephilim or the watchers came into the Son of Man, right?
Yeah.
Came into the women. What if they infested them? Not impregnated them, but they became like Jesus inside of them. And then they became giants and the women's died. I mean, we don't know what it means. That's interesting, Coach, how they came
into
it. Well,
that's a good point, because what came to me was when we were saying that, it says other places it says, and he knew her. He didn't say, they don't say the same term. They use two different terms.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Folks, again, I'll refer you to the Book of Enoch if you want to do it, and the Book of the Giants. You can say it's mythology, you can say it's extra biblical text, you can say whatever you want to, but it takes Genesis 6 and takes you deeper. You know, I don't know if you know this or not. You can go to YouTube and the entire book of Enoch is there on YouTube. They'll read it to you. The book of the giants. And say, listen, I don't know if it's biblical canon. I don't know if it is, but it explains everything that we read about there in Genesis 6 and what it was like and why the flood had to come. So instead of getting mad at me and throwing a tomato at me, just do your own research on it. See what you think. I don't have it all figured out. But I'm going to tell you this. What they're telling us isn't the truth. Did anybody see besides me that over off the coast of Spain, they just discovered? Go to stevequayle.com. stevequayle.com. Boy, I don't. This show's all over the place. It's okay. Steve.
But it's all tied together. It's all tied together.
Yes.
I mean, because you've got the UFO alien thing that's going to be revealed here pretty soon.
Q-U-A-Y-L-E. There it is. Okay, scroll down there a minute. I didn't mean to ignore you, Paul. I was thinking about it. Going down. Keep going. Cool. Keep going. Okay, hang on. There it is. No. Giant city found 360 feet below Missouri City. Click on that. Look at this. Human skeleton's been found. What? Yeah, there you are. Go back. I'm going to show you another one. Steve Quayle, you'll find some head-scratching stuff. Sunken Atlantis Pyramid. Go there. They just discovered this off the Azores. They found a 300-foot pyramid under the water.
Wow. Atlantis.
So, well, what does that mean, Coach? I don't know. You tell me. What does that mean? So there's a great unveiling and a great revealing that's taking place. We're right in the midst of it, folks. We are in the information age. Everything. But look at Steve Quayle. Look under that. The new MNR COVID vaccine injects an operating system into your body. Exactly what we were just talking about. Right?
Dave.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to have my hand up. All right. What came to me was on this, we're talking about these vaccines and how they change you and things like that. It just reminds me of that movie with Will Smith, I Am Legend. Now, they started out trying to have these vaccines that were treating cancer, and so they did 10,000 studies, and it cured cancer in 10,000 people. But then they transformed those people into like vampires, basically is what happened on that, because they didn't know the consequences, and it just devastated the earth.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, Coach.
Go back to Steve Quayle. Yeah, I'm sorry. Look, folks, I got hands up there. Some of you never took them down. I don't know if you still want to go. Go again, Larry. Go.
Yeah, you know, in line of what Mark has been saying, I just want to also point out that biblically from Ecclesiastes 2, verse 26, it says, "For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to a sinner he giveth travail to gather and heap up that he may give to him that is good before God." In other words, God allows sinners to get all this money and everything so that God can turn around and give it to good men.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Larry, that's a good word. I'm going to turn into prosperity preacher.
And one other thing I'd like to bring up. I like to try to keep things simple. Think about the Georgia Guidestones, folks. Georgia Guidestones, there's a group of people in this world that have a lot of power that want to kill 16 out of every 17 people on earth. Think about that.
Amen. Get a vaccine. Come on in, Rochelle.
I just wanted to link this to something that's popping out in my mind from Revelation, where it says that men wanted to die but could not.
Yeah.
Think about with this mRNA vaccine, if you've got a device in your system that can totally fix anything that goes wrong, that could be something. And of course, it backfires and you get sores and go through the tribulation. But just a thought.
Randy, come on in. Roger, did you want to come in, Roger? You got your hand up. No, he just didn't take it down. Randy?
Hey, Coach?
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Fran?
Yes. Yes.
I just had to turn off my phone and start all over again.
All right.
This week. I don't know what's going on with my phone. Yeah, I think that this injection they're putting into us, we all are tainted bloodlines. I mean, certain ones have certain... And I personally just think, considering the pagan rituals and how they think, they all have what's called like a spirit guide, or everybody's always attracted to a certain animal. And they pull in the power from the animal. I used to do this myself. I used to focus on the animal, you get your drum or whatever. I think what they're doing with this is they're searching. Certain people have different Nephilim bloodlines, and they're waking them up. Hmm. And they want you to become more animalistic because animals don't have a conscience. They don't think. They just act. If they want, if they are hungry, they eat. If they want to breed, they do. And so this is what I think is going on.
So, Stephanie, you think that is a big conspiracy, huh?
I believe this is a massive conspiracy. And I don't know what goes on. Do not take this injection.
All right. Now, listen, let me do a couple more things here real quick. Stay on Steve Quayle's website. Go to the next one, folks. Listen, you got to just put some things together. Evil blood-sucking creature drains 50 livestock dry. Click on that. Click on that, Spence. The heck's going on here? Some guy lost 50 of his cattle. Something came along and sucked all the blood out of them. Scroll on down. They don't know what it is. The creature disappeared, sucked the blood dry out of 50 of this guy's cattle. Huh? Oh, yeah. Maybe those cattle just need a vaccination. Maybe they had a vaccination and wouldn't have been able to do it. Go back then. Let's go back. Get away from this article. This is all Steve Quayle. You can find it there. Man-made or natural. Go to the very top one. Very top one. Because we talked about Mud Fossil University. You guys remember me talking about Mud Fossil University? Where they say that the mountain ranges have actual bodies of giants laying in them. So here's a face. Look at this face. I don't know how well you can see it on your screen. They discovered this face in this rock formation. A face. Look at it. Man-made or natural. Mysterious giant face discovered on a cliff in Canada. Now look, I don't want to get off into the absurd, right? But folks, there's all types of unveiling and revealings that are going on around us of stuff that, remember, the Bible's very, very clear. It said that men's hearts were going to fail them for fear for things that are coming upon the earth. What could that possibly be? That a man would see it and have a heart attack. That's in the Bible, boys and girls. Men's hearts failing them for fear of the things that are coming upon the earth. So I started to say and got away from it, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. What was going on in the days of Noah? Why, they were mixing with the DNA, weren't they? Because they were mixing with the DNA, the Lord said, I got to stop this, man. Same thing at the Tower of Babel. He said, if I let them continue to do this, there's power and unity. They'll figure this thing out. So he had to put a stop to that too, didn't he? Good. So where are we today? Days of Noah, messing with the DNA again. Come on in, Mark.
When did he stop it? He said he wanted to stop it. When did he stop it? When they were all changed, except for Noah.
All but four of them.
So when's he gonna stop it here?
Woo! Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus.
When did he stop it in the garden? When did he stop it in Sodom? When did he stop it? When does God stop things? When everyone's consumed.
Mm. Man, oh man, oh man. How old am I? 68. How long I got, Lord? Huh? Because you told me, Lord, that he who endures to the end.
Amen.
Not he that just endures to the last couple of hours, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. Endure what? Isn't the Bible deep, broad, and wide? And there's so much stuff in there that we just don't understand. And I hate to tell you, there's so many things in here that they've told you that isn't true or is only partially true. And there's so many things in here that they haven't told you that's true. And you don't even know anything about it. And the Bible says that my people are destroyed because they don't know. They don't know. And it's easy for us because it's so hard for us to comprehend. Mark, the idea that all people, all of us, The idea that that could happen? The idea that you sitting there right now in your easy chair would say, I'm never taking that vaccination. I ain't never taking that. Really? But you wear a mask? What? Who are you fooling? You're trying to fool me or you're trying to fool you? Who are you trying to fool here, right?
Amen.
So we don't understand the things that are coming upon the earth, but we know this. We know two things. The Lord is our Redeemer. If we dwell under the secret place of the Most High, we're okay. And the number two, the devil is a fool, man. He is on a rampage, and he is out to destroy everything created in the image of God. Look around at what's going on. I wrote a great commentary today. I'll bring it to you tomorrow, folks. Nothing. There's nothing that is as it appears to be. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, we're clear.
That ended up pretty good. That show ended up.